Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nida Daf Yud Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin at the top of Daf Yud Beis with a question. Bo mine Rabbi Zeira me Rav Yehuda. Isha mahu shetivdoik atzmo lebayla. Rabbi Zeira asks, should a woman check herself before having relations with her husband, before having intimacy? Omar lei. Rabbi Yehuda answers, Loi Tivdok. No, she should not check herself. The Gemara asks, V'tivdok umabakach? Let her check herself out before intimacy, and what do you have to lose? Answer, Im kein, liboy noikvoy upoiresh. The Tosfos explains at the top, Libo noikvoy upoiresh, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, Kevon deroya ishtoy boidekes. When a man sees that his wife is checking herself, mechashev, he figures, he thinks, he suspects. She'im lo hirgisha. If she didn't feel something, lo hoisa boidekes, she wouldn't have done any checking. Lefi shiodas shechachomim lo tiknu livdok. She knows that the chachomim did not, the rabbis did not establish that she needs to check, so that if the husband sees her checking herself anyway, he's going to start suspecting maybe she felt the beginning of a blood flow, and he will not have relations with her. Therefore, it's not accurate to say that play it safe and check anyway, because as we said, if she were to do that, that will just ward off her husband from wanting to have relations with her. Rabbi Abba asks of Rav Huna, Isha mahu shetivdoik atzmo kishir veses kidei lechayev baylo chatos. This is a new question, and that is, should a woman check herself immediately after intimacy? The expression shir veses means immediately after intimacy. And if she were to discover herself through her checking cloth to be tumeah because of a red sign on the checking cloth, an indication that there is blood, since it was so immediate after the intimacy, the husband would then be chayev to bring a sin offering for having had relations with a nida. The Gemara answers, Omar Lei, this is in effect Rav Huna answers, Mi mishkachas lo lebediko kishir veses. Rav Huna says, your question is based on an incorrect assumption. In other words, you cannot possibly conduct a checking that quickly, known as shir veses. A checking that would have been so quick as to create a sense of certainty that during the intimacy that immediately preceded, she already had experienced a blood flow. So Rav Huna will explain, based on this upcoming Tanaic source, that a checking that would be that would show certainty of presence of blood during intimacy is simply impossible to conduct. So the Gemara goes on, V'hotanya, we have a Tanaic source that shows that this would not have been able to be done. Ezu shir veses, what is that level of immediacy that we call shir veses? Moshol, the source gives us an analogy. L'shamosh v'eid sho'imdim b'tzad hamashkof. All of this source is in euphemistic language. So the shamosh literally is a servant, but it's a reference to the male organ, b'yitzios hashamosh, with the exit of the organ, of the male organ, from within the woman. Nichnas eid, the checking cloth enters. Have veses she'omru, that would be immediacy. Lekinuach, the lo libidika. That is, that as soon as there is a completion, as soon as the male departs the female, if the woman were to take a white checking cloth and simply do an external wipe of that area, that's what the word likinuach means, so that would be close enough in time to establish that if there appears redness on the checking cloth after an external wiping, then there was blood during the actual act of intimacy. However, the velo libidika means, bidika is an internal checking where the checking cloth is inserted into that area, and a careful wiping of the inside walls of the body would take place. So in order to accomplish what's called a bedika b'chirin uvstakin, literally in the holes and cracks, but it's a reference to all the folds, body folds, of an internal checking nature, that would take too much time so as to establish that during the act of intimacy, the blood was already there. In other words, it could be that a woman might do this internal checking and reveal a red stain on the checking cloth, but that blood may have started to flow after the act of intimacy because of the time factor needed for that kind of internal checking. So the original question of Mal Shetivdoik Atzmo Kishir Veses, that is a question that cannot be asked because you can't accomplish a bedika that quickly, known as shiur veses. Elo, well, if you want to ask something, you can ask this: mahu shetekaneach, a woman after conducting intimacy, should she do an external wiping immediately after the intimacy so as to through that, if there is a sign of red of blood on the external checking, that would show us that she was a nida at the time of the intimacy, and the husband would be chayav a chatos. Iko diamri, another version, hochi bo mine. The following was the question: Isha mao shetivdoik atzmo kedei lechayav bailo osham tolui. An osham tolui is a sacrifice that comes when there is a state of doubt. So here the question is, should she do a thorough and internal checking? In the event that it reveals redness, that would raise doubt in our minds that maybe she was a nida at the time of intimacy. And since we're presenting it as a maybe situation, then the husband would be chayav in bringing an osham tolui. So here the question is, should we tell her to check herself right after the intimacy, a thorough checking, so as to bring the husband to a state where if she discovers redness, he'll have to bring an osham tolui? Omar loi. So Rav Huna, who was presented with the question, says loi tivdok. No, she should not check. Well, we ask v'tivdok umavakach. Let her do a checking. What do you've got to lose? So im kain liboy noikfoy uporesh. Rashi explains. Regarding this fear, im kain, Rashi says, shetasrichena livdok, achabi, if we would require her to do a bedika after the intimacy, liboy noikfoy, Rashi says, koidem bia, that he will start having misgivings before the intimacy. So don't rule or don't tell her to to check afterwards on the grounds that you've got nothing to lose, because if she would engage in a checking after intimacy, the husband isn't going to want to get involved with her in the first place. The Gemara continues, U'bashah shehi oiveres v'chulei, Omer Rabbi Ami, Omer Rabbi Yanai, v'zehu idon shel tznuois. The Mishnah made reference to a checking before intimacy, and Rav Ami comments that this is idon shel tznuos. We glance at Rashi, v'zehu idon shel tznuos, klomar midas chasidus shanukan. We're learning here, the Mishnah is presenting to us something of a pious nature. In other words, v'lav chiyuvahu, it's not something that's me'ikur hadin, that is of necessary by letter of the law. Damrim perik sheni hatsnuos misaknis lehen shlishi misaknis abayis zehu idon alifnei tashmish koi. This is a reference to a checking prior to the act of intimacy, so that this point in the Mishnah that they check themselves before the act of intimacy, this is something that would be characteristic of piety, and but not letter of the law. The Gemara continues. Omer lei Rabbi Abba bar Momo le Rabbi Ami. Tano toni tsrichos. The Tano mentions the word tsrichos. Tsrichos would indicate something that's necessary to do. In our Mishnah, we saw the following expression. It said, "Upamayim," on the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, "Upamayim tzicholios bedekes shachris ubeinash moshes ubishah shihi oiveres l'shamish es besa." So you see the word tzricha preceding this time of shashi overes l'shamish es besa. So the word tzrichos appears indicating something that's necessary. V'at toni tznuos, and you say that it's an act of mere of piety and not letter of the law. Omar lei, so he answers, shani omer, I mean to say as follows: kol hamakayim divrei chachomim nikra tznua, that he who fulfills the teachings of the rabbis is termed tznua, an expression of a complementary nature, indicating piety. Omar Rava. Rava asks, v'she'eno mekayim divrei chachomim, and someone who doesn't fulfill the teachings of the rabbis, tsanuahu delo mikri ha rasha lo mikri, is he simply someone we would not call pious? In other words, lacking that high level of piety, but it's someone you wouldn't also call wicked. For goodness sakes, if you're dealing with someone that doesn't fulfill the words of the rabbis, he is considered a rasha, he's considered wicked. Elo omar rova. Tznuos, as far as that category is concerned, category of piety, this is the way they would behave. Eid, the checking cloth, shebot guboy asmon lefnei tashmish zeh, a checking cloth that they use before the act of intimacy. Ein boitkes boi lifnei tashmish acher. They wouldn't reuse that checking cloth, that checking piece of material, prior to a second act, a subsequent act of intimacy. And the reason for that is that once it's used in as an internal body check, there are body fluids that get absorbed into the cloth, and it loses its true white color, which is the necessary color for the checking cloth, and hence it will not be an accurate revealer of blood for a second checking. However, v'she'enon tznuos, those women that are not categorized as pious, boikos, they will reuse the checking cloth, v'lo ichbas lehenen, they wouldn't care about it. So that in this section of Gemara, if there is a reference to tznuos, it's a reference to those women that would not reuse a checking cloth. And in contrast to tznuos, there are those that are called non-tznuos, but on the other hand, not necessarily wicked. Those are women that would reuse a checking cloth. Gufa. Omar Rabbi Zera, Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah, Omar Shmuel. Ishel She'ein Lo Veses. A woman that doesn't have a fixed time for seeing blood. In other words, she doesn't have a fixed biological clock. And by the way, this is a quote from that which we saw on Daf Yud Aleph Omid Beis. And if you notice, we have a little star to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, indicating to look at Yud Aleph Omid Beis, and you'll find a corresponding star there indicating Yud Beis Omid Aleph. So it is there that we saw Shmuel's teaching that a woman that doesn't have a fixed time for seeing blood, Asura L'shamesh Ad She'tivdok, she is not allowed to engage in intimacy unless she checks herself out. There's a fear that since she doesn't have a fixed time and anticipated time for seeing blood, who knows when it comes? Maybe it'll come right before intimacy, and hence you'll have intimacy will be forbidden. Omar le Rabbi Zera le Rabbi Abba bar Yirmiya. Rabbi Zera, who just quoted Rabbi Abba bar Yirmiya, now turns to him and says, and asks, "Ein lo veses, are you telling me, are you saying that ein lo veses baya bedika, yesh lo veses lo baya bedika? That only a woman that doesn't have a fixed time requires the checking. A woman that has a fixed time does not require checking." The question here is, but our Mishnah speaks about a woman that has a fixed time, she has a vesis, and nevertheless, she does require checking. After all, when dealing with a woman that is osekis bataros, she is involved with handling food that needs to remain tohor, like trumos and korbonos. Even if she has a fixed time for seeing blood, there is an expectation, there's a requirement that she checks. So the question is, why does Shmuel say that only a woman that doesn't have a veses needs to check, when we know that even a woman that has a veses needs to check? Omar Lei, so Rabbi Abba answers with the following breakdown. Yesh lo veses, a woman that has a fixed time for seeing her flow, Eira, if she is awake, bayo bedika, if she's awake, and it's a time at which she could be handling taros, then in anticipation of intimacy, she will require a checking. Another point that Rashi brings out, that if the woman is awake, there isn't any tircha involved in waking her up. However, let's go on in the Gemara. Yishena, if she is sleeping, and you're dealing again with a woman that has a fixed time for seeing the blood flow, and the husband approaches her and she happens to be sleeping, lo baya bedika, there won't be any expectation of her doing a checking. Ein lo veses, if we're talking about a woman that doesn't have a fixed time for seeing the blood flow, bein eira, bein yeshena, baya bedika, whether she is awake or she is sleeping, she requires a checking before intimacy. Omar Rava. Rava is about to make a point. The point lasts a few lines, and hence we've used a long point marking that is indicated by the nun that's encircled up to the immediate right-hand side of Martex with a descending vertical dashed line. Rava says, Volemole, why doesn't Rabbi Abba say as follows? Yeshlo veses, so, letaros bayabadika, if she's engaged in handling taros, so she will require a checking even for her husband, even for intimacy. Labaila, if you're dealing with a woman that the only issue is intimacy and she has no connection with taros, lo bayabadika. And likewise, ein loveses, if she has no fixed time for seeing, afilu labailu nami boi bedika, even for intimacy, she should require a checking. Now, that is not what, that's not the way that Rabbi Abba broke things down when he answered Rabbi Zeiro's question. And from the fact that that was not Rabbi Abba's response, that he didn't say like we just suggested, we must therefore conclude that Shmuel is of the opinion, kol lebailo lo bayabdika. Whenever it comes to intimacy, assuming that she is not engaged in any taharos, so if it's a matter of intimacy alone, she never requires bedika. So once again, since Rabbi Abba didn't make a distinction between yesh lo veses and ein lo veses vis-a-vis the husband, it must be that when it comes to intimacy on its own without any connection to taros, there is never, even in the case of ein lo veses, there is no bedika expectation. Tana Rabbanan. You see next few lines in a frame, we have a Tanaic source. Chamorim upoalim, these are Chamorin are donkey drivers, Paulin are workers, v'haboyin mibeis ha'ovel, mibeis ha'mishteh, or they're coming from having been at a mourner's home or at a wedding. Nesheim lehem b'cheskas tara. When they come home and they want to be with their wives have a status of being allowed. They're considered tahoros. Uboyin v'shoyin imohem, and the husbands come and spend time with their wives, bein yishenos, bein eros, whether they are sleeping or they are awake. Bamed v'amorim, shenichon b'cheskas tara. And of course, when we say spend time with them, we're referring to intimacy. When is this the case? This is when they were last at home, the women were b'cheskas tara. So when they come back from being away, they can assume that original status is maintained. Avol hinichon becheskas tuma, if the husband had originally left his house, leaving a wife that was tamea, le'olam hi tamea ad she'tomer lo tahora ani, she's considered tamea until she declares, I am tahora. The Gemara asks, v'ha Shmuel b'mai moiki lo. Taking into consideration Shmuel, and we have a little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, where you align this with the arrows you find above, those are references to different comments that Shmuel made that we saw just before. So we're now asking Shmuel, how would he understand this source? Now this source indicates that with regard to the husband, if he had left his wife Tahora, so he can go right ahead when he comes home and continue that same status and engage in intimacy. So Shmuel, how will he understand this source? E b'yesh lo veses, if this source is featuring a woman that has a fixed time for seeing dam, kasha era, then there will be a problem regarding what the source says regarding era, where the source says you can simply assume tara, and Shmuel above, if you skim back and you see where the arrow is pointing to a line where you see Shmuel's name mentioned and you see also the other halachas that he mentioned, and amongst the different things he says that if you have a woman that has a fixed cycle and he comes to her and she is awake, she requires a checking. So this source would be problematic. If you're talking about a yesh lo veses case, like you see that arrow above pointing to the line at the end of which it said yesh Loveses, and she is awake. According to this source, if you're saying it's talking about a Yesh Loveses woman, it will be at odds with Shmuel's teaching that said Eira requires a Bedikon here. It doesn't require. The E, B'she'ein Loveses, and if you're referring to a woman that doesn't have a fixed cycle, and that's what this source is talking about, then Kashya Bein Eira Bein Yesheina, then this source will be at odds with Shmuel's teaching on in both circumstances, whether she is awake or sleeping. Because in the case of Ein Loveses, Shmuel originally taught Bein Eira Bein Yesheina, she needs a bedika, and this source seems to indicate that she does not. The Gemara answers, the Olam B'yesh Loveses, this source is talking about a woman with a fixed cycle, the Kevon She'tava, and since he seeks out her intimacy, he claims or he requests it from her. Ein l'cho bedika gedola mizu. The fact that the husband is attempting to appease her and cajole her into in the act of intimacy, that will give her time to think about her status. And if there's any problem, she will say there's a problem. So that the tevia is considered the bedika. It accomplishes what we want to establish that she is tahora. Omar le Rav Popo le Rava mahu lemevat ki ha masnisa. The translation of this is Rav Popo is asking, can we follow that which this source is teaching? Exactly what is being referred to is the subject of a couple of lashonos that you'll see in Rashi. The first lashon of Rashi says, and you can see this at the bottom, Kihomas Nisa, Ayushenes Koi. It's going on the case of, can we follow this source with regard to that which it teaches regarding a woman who is sleeping when the husband arrives? Mi baya bedika o tavia. Is there a requirement that she checks herself out, or that he wakes her up and cajoles her into intimacy? Is that necessary? Rashi on Omid Beis presents a Lishna Hrina on the second line from the top, where he says, "Mahu lemevad ki homas nisa delo baya bedika." Can we follow that which this source teaches us that there is no need for bedika? The ihu svirale boi min aderech lav davka. In asking this question, he figures that the example of the coming from the road boi min aderech is not specific. So the question then is, can we follow that which is taught in this source? The Gemara continues at the top of Omid Beis, Omale. So Rava answers Rav Popo's question. Sudni is a nickname that is explained elsewhere. It refers to someone who knows how to make beer, and Rav Popo was someone who was engaged in beer making, so he calls him Sudni. So Rav says, Sudni loy demeganyo be'ape. There are different ways of reading this line. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says that the understanding of this is lo meganya ba'pe bitmiya ima toma tzricha bedika. If you were to require her to check herself out, follow timaes bitizgane befonov, she will be found unpleasant in his eyes. That here he wants to be with her, and we're requiring her to do a checking that will repel the husband. Looking at Tosfos at the top, Omar Lei Meganya Bapei Pirush Im Tzorach LaHakitza. If you require him to wake her up, Ad SheTisyashev Daita LaHashiv Im Tahora He Im Lav, until she collects her senses about her to answer whether she's Torah or not, that will cause a feeling of being repelled, a negative feeling, and they won't conduct any intimacy. The Tosfos HaRosh, at the beginning of his commentary, says, Miganya Ba'apeh, she is kor dam nidusa, by requiring a checking, or by requiring him to wake her up, it will remind him of the nida blood, shu davar migunu leisha, which is something that is negative, reprehensible to a woman. Ken Amrinon, as the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Beizam and Aleph says, he mileo damba kol rotzen achra. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Rav Kahana, Sha'altinhu le'insha beisei d'Rav Popo u'd'Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. Rav Kahana tells us that he asked the wives, insha beisei means the wives of Rav Popo and Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, ki osu rabbonon mi'bei Rav, when your husbands come back from the yeshiva, matzrichi l'chu b'diga, do they request of you or require of you a checking before intimacy? The Omru Li, and they, these wives, answered me, says Rav Kahana, lo, they don't require of us a checking. The Gemara asks, V'lishalinu lididhu, why didn't Rav Kahana present his question to the Rabbonim themselves, to Rav Papa and Rav Rav Yeshua? Answer, Dilmo inhu komachmeri anafshayhu. Rav Kahana was afraid that maybe the rabbis themselves insisted on a checking, but they would offer a ruling of leniency to the public because that is the letter of the law. And Rav Kahana, Rashi explains, was interested in practicing like these rabbis practice it. And therefore, they didn't pose the question directly to the rabbis. He didn't pose it directly to them because they would have given him a letter of the law, lenient type ruling. Therefore, he approached the wives directly and asked, what do they ask of you? And they, and thereby revealing the actual practice of Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, which is something that Rav Kahana wanted to adopt for himself. Tonu Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source, and there's a heading that we give to this piece of Gemara under our Nosei heading, Dinim Hakshurim Leisha She'ein Lavesis, rules that apply to a woman that doesn't have a fixed cycle. The source says, Isha She'ein Lavesis, Hasur L'Shamesh, a woman that doesn't have a fixed time for seeing blood, is usher to have intimacy with them. V'ein lo lo iksuba v'lo peros v'lo mezonos v'lo blois. And there is no expectation on the part of the husband to pay her ksuba, which is the amount of money that, in general, husbands obligate to pay their wives on the in the event of divorce. She will not get that ksuba payment. Velo peros, a woman like that is not entitled. A woman like that who brings property into the marriage. Generally speaking, where everything is fine, a husband uses the fruits, has benefit from the profits that those properties produce. However, we say here, v'lo peros, Rashi explains, v'lo peros she'oichel ba'alom nichsim aluk shelo, v'lo amrinon kevon de'ein lo ksubo heimenu ishtakach delav ishtohi, the Leheder law peri di ochal. So the woman loses the ksuba payment, and ein law peros would indicate that the husband is entitled to eat the fruits from her property, and we don't say that since there's no ksuba, so it turns out that she is not his wife and that he would have to pay her back for the benefit derived from the fruits. So that we don't say. So he benefits from the fruits without having to pay her for it. Velo mezonos, she doesn't get mezonos. That's a situation where if a husband goes abroad, so Beis Din says that he has to support her X amount from his property, from his funds. Well, she doesn't get mezonos. Velo blois. Blois are clothing that a woman brings into the marriage for the benefit of her husband. who has a right to use those clothing, let's say she brings into the marriage a number of men's suits, he's allowed to wear them until they wear out. In the event of a divorce under standard circumstances, so a husband, when they get married, writes the value of these suits into their marriage contract, and upon divorce he would pay her for that. But in this case, she doesn't get that compensation for the clothing that she brought into the marriage for his benefit and wore until they wore out. V'yotzi, he divorces her, v'lo machzir ulamis, and does not take her back ever. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's teaching. And when we say he doesn't take her back ever, that includes a case, as we'll see later in the Gemara, even if she happens to reestablish, or we'll say establish, a fixed time for seeing blood, he will not be allowed to take her back anyway. The source continues, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, Mishameshes b'shnei Edim. A woman that has no vesis is entitled to engage in intimacy using checking cloths. Hain Ivsua, they messed her up, so to speak, meaning that if she discovers on checking cloths blood, that will make her tmeya. Hain Tiknua, and therefore we can rely on them that if she doesn't see any blood on the checking cloth, she is allowed to engage in intimacy. Mishum Abba Chonon Omru, in the name of Abba Chonon, they said, Oi Loi Labaila. This will be explained later in the Gemara when the Gemara quotes this section and analyzes. Here, the Gemara now goes over the different points mentioned in the source. Asur l'shamesh, why is it that a woman is that's ein lo vesa, she doesn't have a fixed time for seeing blood, she cannot engage in intimacy? Dilma mekalkeles le, we're afraid she might mess him up. In other words, she can have a blood flow can break out any moment, even in the middle of their intimacy, and that will be to his detriment. That's a sin for a man to be in intimacy with a woman who is a nida. The ein lo ksuba, she loses out on the money that's generally speaking guaranteed or insured to a woman upon their marriage and to be paid upon divorce. So she doesn't get the ksuba payment. Kevan delo chazi labia less lo ksuba, since she's not fit. She's not a woman that's fit for intimacy, because of this constant fear on our minds. Therefore, she is not worthy of getting a ksuba. Velo peros, velo mazonos, velo blos. She doesn't get the benefit of being compensated for the peros that he ate from her properties, nor does she get sustenance from his holdings known as mazonos, velo blos, and she doesn't get compensated for the value of the suits that she brought into the marriage. Why does she lose out on all of these things? Tanai ksuba kiksuba domu. The different conditional elements of a ksuba, different points that are added into the ksuba, like the peros, mazonas, the blos, those things are like the basic ksuba. And we said before that she doesn't get the ksuba, so she doesn't get these other aspects either. The yoitzi velo yachzir olamis, the source told us that he is to divorce her and never take her back. Well, pshita, of course he can never take her back. She's ein lo vesis. She'll always be a threat to him. The Gemara answers, this is an answer that takes a few lines to develop, hence we use a long answer marking. Loi tzricha, the case of yoitzi v'lo yasir olamis is necessary to be taught to hadra v'askina, that after he divorced her, her biological cycle got realigned and she developed a fixed time for seeing the blood. Mahu detema lahatra, you might have thought that, well, once she gets better or her system becomes regulated, then he should be able to take her back. Komash malon dezimin di Oslo minsibo misakno. What we're afraid of is the woman that was just divorced because she has no vessel, she might go ahead, marry some other man, and under his household she is regulated. That's umiskino, she's regulated. The Omar and the first husband will say, Ilu hoyisi yodeh shekach hoya, had I known that you would become regulated, afilu hoyisem nosen li mea mona lo hoyisi megarsha. Even if you would have given me 100 mona, $1 million, so to speak, I wouldn't have divorced her. V'nimtza, and if he were to say all of this, v'nimtza get botel ubanem amzerim. If he were to say this, then he's in effect retroactively annulling the divorce document, and the children that she has with the second man would be mamzerim, because he was having, as we can see retroactively, intimacy with a married woman. So we tell him that if you are divorcing her because she has no vesis, you should know you will never be allowed to take her back. Therefore, he won't be able to make this claim. Had I known, I would never have divorced her. Because we're telling him that if you divorce under these circumstances, you will never be allowed to take her back. So even if he comes and says something to the effect that I would never have divorced her, it won't have any meaning, because he knows fully well that his divorce was a final type divorce and won't be able to take her back, and hence her subsequent marriage to the second man remains insured. A quote from the source above, Mishum Abba Chonan Omru Oy Loi Labayla. Abba Chonan is addressing whom in this source? Iko Diamri Lervi Meir Omale. Some say that he's addressing Rebbe Meir, the boy Ledvuye Ksubasa, because according to Abba Chonan, he is expected to pay her the Ksuba. So here he has to divorce her because she has no Vesis, and not only that, but he has to pay her money. So as where Rebbe Meir said Ein lo ksuba, Abba Chonan says woe unto the husband that has to pay the ksuba. So they would disagree on that point. Iko d'amri, another version, Rebbe Chanino ben Antignus ka'omale, that he was speaking to Rebbe Chanino ben Antignus. Rebbe Chanino ben Antignus said that she can rely on the checking clause even though she's a woman that's Ein lo vesis. And to that, Abba Chonan was saying, woe unto the husband, to Mekalkelis Lay, she's going to mess him up. She's going to, you say you can rely on the Edom, I'm afraid to allow that. And the reason for that is that she might check herself before the intimacy and not find any blood, but because she's Ein lo vesis, maybe during the intimacy, the blood flow will start. And that's why woe unto the husband if you were to allow them to remain together. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Halacha k'Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, that a woman that's Ein lo vesis, we allow them to remain together, provided she in respect to intimacy she uses the checking clause. Here, the Gemara asks a question. The question is a long question, and hence you can see the long question markings to the right-hand side of the Gemara text. Uvemai. Shmuel, who had said the halacha is like Reb Chanan ben Antignus, he says, Uvemai. What are the circumstances that we are talking about here? Iba suka bataros, if you're dealing with a woman who is involved with taros, and we're saying that she must check herself, Ha Omra Shmuel Chada Zimna. Shmuel has already taught this. Shmuel has already taught this, namely that a woman who is Asuka Bataros needs to check herself. The I Bishena Asuka Bataros, and if we're dealing with a woman that is not involved with Taros, Ha Omar, but that has already been said, that call lobaylo lobay badika, that when it's a matter of just intimacy, there is no need for checking. So that requirement of, or that which Rav Chanina ben Antignus says she's allowed to have intimacy, provided she does checking. But if she's not involved with taros, she doesn't need to do any checking. The Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah, Amar Shmuel, Isha she'ein lo veses. Asur l'shamesh, ad shetivdok, a woman that doesn't have a vesis cannot engage in intimacy until she checks. V'kimna lo basuka b'taros, and we set that up when you're dealing with a woman who is involved with trumos and korbanos, which must remain tohar. So our question is, if you say that you're dealing with a woman who's asuka bataros, well, we know that from another statement of Shmuel. And if you say that she's not asuka bataros, so she doesn't need to do any checking. The Gemara answers, man de masni ho, lo masni ho. Now, as far as this is concerned, there are two lashonos in Rashi to explain this, but we will look at the first lashon. Looking at Rashi, man de masni lo, lo masni ho, the oilom the asuka. We are talking here about a woman who's involved with taros, and that's what Rabbi Hanina ben Antignus is addressing. Udekashia lo tarti lo mali, and you'll ask, well, then if it's asuka but taros, then we already know this from another comment of Shmuel. So I don't need here Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel to tell me the halacha is like Rabbi Chanan ben Antignus, when we would already know this from another statement of Shmuel. So the Gemara, the Rashi goes on, Udekashiloch tarti lomali, and if that's, what do I need two statements for the, saying the same thing? Rav Yehuda demasni ha mishmei de Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, who teaches this in the name of Shmuel, that the halacha is like Rabbi Chanan ben Antignus, lo masni ha de Rabbi Abba. So he doesn't have Rabbi Abba's tradition in Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda, therefore, has his tradition in Shmuel, but he doesn't have Rabbi Abba's tradition in Shmuel. Rabbi Abba, lo masni ha de Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Abba doesn't have this teaching of Rabbi Yehuda, namely that Shmuel paskind like Rabbi Hanina ben Antignus. So you have like two different versions of Amoroyim as to what Shmuel said. And that's what the Gemara means here at the end, man de masni ha, lo masni ha. It's not a function of redundancy or something stated twice, but rather two different Amoroyim saying over their traditions as to what Shmuel had said. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.